Hello, everybody in this place. If you happen to see my twin brother in that video, tell him very inappropriate. Give him a smack from me. Hallelujah. Good to see you. By the way, my name is Carl. I want to just quickly share to you about Jesus. I absolutely love Jesus. I was a little kid when I met him. I remember one of the first moments when I really invited Jesus into my life was when we had a little evangelistic tour from Norway around in our town in Estonia. And they showed a little trailer about the Jesus movie, one of the old ones. And I was at their meeting and I just saw this glimpse of Jesus on the cross. And as a young boy, it really, the Holy Spirit got me. And I saw Jesus on the cross and I just started weeping. It was in a cinema, this meeting, like our meetings are. God can move, touch you in the cinema. And I went forward. I was just a young lad with some of my mates. And over my young years, many times I gave my life to Jesus again and got to know him as my Savior. Because, you know, that's Jesus' main name. Jesus means a Savior. There's many names, actually, for him. In Isaiah, it says, you know, that a child will be given to you and the government will rest on his shoulders and his name will be Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor. And he's all these things to us, God. And he's our Father and he helps us and he guides us. He gives us peace. But the name that God gave him when he was born was Savior. Shall I quickly read to you about it? Let's just go into the nativity here a little bit. Just quickly going to read about the shepherds and the angels. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring you great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find the baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." So the angels came suddenly. This is so random. The nativity is very cute and nice, and we get so used to it. The world gets used to it, loves it. You walk into supermarkets and you hear these songs about Jesus, and you think, is anyone else listening? Do they actually understand who we're singing about, you know? "Do come and save us from Satan's power, all who've gone astray, Hang on, did you just hear that? Someone that came to save you from Satan's power, and you walk around superstores, and, you know, Jesus didn't come to just give you a nice Christmas, like shopping and, Santa Claus. Thanks, Jesus, for being born. It's so nice to have Christmas. No, he was born to die. For us, Jesus was born as a human so he could die. He became like us because we're all going to die and God can't die. And because we've sinned and death is in us, God became man, limited himself totally into a human being. You know, when Jesus was telling to his disciples about God, and Philip was saying, "Who is God? Show us God." And Jesus said, "Don't you realize? If you know me, you know him. What you're saying, you're God." Yes! I'm God. God's in me. I'm in him. If you know me, you know the Father. Jesus, the little baby born boy who was born in that manger, was fully God. Is that incredible what we're singing about? It's so nice this Christmas to come to Jesus, isn't it? To make it all about him. I absolutely love Jesus. I hide in Jesus. He is my peace. He is my shelter. Is he yours? Has he saved you yet? You know, that's why he came to this world, to save you. From what? Well, actually, yeah, from the power of Satan. From sin, which is so real in this world. Let me share you a quick story about my cousin. When he was in, his name is Margus, but I'll call him Max because it's more English. He went to Bible school. He's my cousin in Estonia.
in Sweden, and they had a mission trip to America, but it was more like a luxury trip, really. They stayed in nice houses, in mansions with many cars in. They absolutely loved it. These Estonian kids going to America. There was fridges in the rooms with Coke in. Said, what? There's Coke everywhere. And they got to drive the good cars. And one of these days, they went canoeing on the rapids. And they had water cannon and shooting each other. And had loads of fun. They did like everything in that week that I haven't even done in my lifetime. And as they went to do these rapids, they had loads of fun going down the rocks and on these little canoes. And then they came to this little pool area. It was quite cold. It wasn't summertime then. But they all went for a quick swim. As the rapids came to a little pool and then kept going. But some of these American lads came in as well. One of these, you know, white t-shirts, blue jeans, chubby little American kid got in the water as well. And he was swimming, but he couldn't hold his weight in the water. So he was going towards the rapids. And Max, my cousin, he saw it happen. And loop, this guy was gone. Disappeared. And it was like a split-second moment. You know, he's gone down the rapids. And he had a moment to decide whether he's going to get out from the pool, run down the around, climb down where you can to find him, or he's going to follow the exact same way. And bless him, he did. He wrote in his email that when we read this, that the rocks were sharp. And as he got down the rapids, the rocks, this kid was gone. He couldn't see him, but he felt him. His leg had got stuck in between two rocks, and the water flowing held him under. He was dying. Seconds he was dying. And Margus managed to kind of steady himself between the rocks and pulled him out of the water, held him, freezing cold. And he's holding up. They don't know what to do. The other guys come around. He held him up 2 hours in the water till he was freezing. And the other guy came and swapped him out. They were waiting for rescue services, but they were in the mountains. They took 45-minute turns to hold this little, bless him, chubby American boy up with his leg stuck, trying to get the leg out. He's stuck. He can't. The water gushing him, holding him in this cold water, holding him up, taking turns. 45-minute turns, then they took half an hour turns. They're all freezing. There's nowhere to get warm. Till finally the rescue services arrive. They can't do anything. They can't get him out. It's 9 hours. He's going to die. And they decided we'll just have to crush his foot and pull him out. Happy Christmas. But you know, they're all praying. They're all praying for this guy. And this rescue guys go in and they're going to crush his foot. But with a heavy boot, he hits it and he misses and he hits the rock and the rock moves and this guy is free and they pull him out and you know, he's free, he's saved. It's a really inspiring story. They were really moved, all these guys, and thankful to God, and you know, they pray for this family and it was awesome. It's nice to be saved, isn't it? It's nice when somebody comes after you and saves. You know, Jesus came down some real rapids to save us. He did. Oh, he was well off in heaven, trust me. You know, when God decided to have you as his children, he knew the cost, just like we do when we decide to have children. I mean, ladies, you know what's going to happen. You know that you have a good chance of dying giving birth. You know what it's going to take. But because of your love for them, for some reason, because actually we're made in God's image, we have children. We know it's going to cost us our sleep. I've done it 3 times over. I have 3 little girls. It's going to be painful. But because of love, we do it. Because God did it as well. He had us as his children. He made us, created us. Probably in foreknowledge that we will fall away, turning our backs on him and loving this world more than him. Loving all the gadgets of this world. Loving the feelings in this world. Before him, many of us, all of us turned away from him. We have loving this world more than him. Especially on Christmas, people do it. on his birthday. Imagine that. Are we going to remember him on his birthday? With all the world turning away from him, he came down to save us because he loves us. He knew from start, Jesus, what it's going to cost him when he made us. And he did make us. He created men in his own image and loved them to the end. And Jesus did come down as a little baby. It's amazing to hear the angels proclaiming the good news. It's like the first gospel preached by the angels. To who? To the shepherds. It's amazing that. Not to the people in the city or people busy somewhere, people in the palace, the lonely shepherd people hearing the vast choirs of angels. And if you want to find Jesus this Christmas, you've got to be like one of these people who met Jesus in the stories. Like Mary himself, a humble Israelite woman who knew she was no one. And when the angel spoke to her, she was like, why has God chosen me? That's what she felt. And you can read in her psalm that she just felt so favored that God had chosen the humble. God had favored those who were humble and weak, and those who were proud and lofty. He's filled the hungry with good things. That was what Mary was like. You know, God finds those who seek him. Like those kings. You don't have to be poor to find Jesus. You can be rich. But are you determined to find him? You know, once you're saved, God's got a plan for you. And you can enter into that plan. It's not always easy, but it's awesome. It's not always easy, but it's glorious. Just like Mary said yes to God when he said to the angel, what you have said, let it happen to me. Let it be done. Let this happen to me. And you know, after that, she gave birth in a manger. It sounds nice and cozy in the nativity story, but can you imagine it? In a stable, in a manger with animals. Imagine the stink, the cold. You know, when we got our first kid in this country, we couldn't get NHS and we didn't have any money, so we were going to be charged £1,000 or something for the labor. And the feeling that Terry had, when you're in your weakest moments and they're like backing off from you, it's like, what, you know? This is what Mary had, and yet she considered herself highly favored. Isn't that a blessing? You know, many in this world indulge in all sorts of things in Christmas, but they're not happy. But Mary, bless her, she's in a manger giving birth, and she's the happiest woman on earth because she's in God's plan. She's giving birth to Jesus, the most favored, he calls herself. If you want to seek and find Jesus, you need to come to him on his birthday. Leave everything else behind. Come to that little baby and let him be born in your house, born in your heart. Let Jesus be born in you and let you be born in heaven. Jesus is absolutely awesome. He absolutely loves you. Should we just stand for a second and we just pray and give this meeting to the Lord? Thank you, God, that you loved us so much that you sent your one and only Son. Thank you, Jesus, that in you we can have everything, Lord. No matter what we're going through, we can experience the real Father in heaven. We can experience your peace, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are a wonderful counselor, Lord. Thank you that you are our God. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would touch our hearts tonight. We pray, little Jesus, when you were on this earth as a little child, born into this world, Jesus, we pray that you would be born in our hearts tonight, Lord, again, afresh. Let you become everything, Lord Jesus, and other things become nothing. Holy Spirit, we want to plug into you. Thank you, Jesus. We pray that this Christmas would be in your hands. And if you just want to respond to Jesus right now, we'll keep our eyes closed. But if you haven't really been saved, then lift your hands to him tonight. Lift one of your hands up for him. You know, God said, whoever acknowledges me on earth, him I will acknowledge in heaven. If you want to just reach out for Jesus first time in your life, if you're a Christian, you can just leave it for now. But if you want to know Jesus for the first time and you want to be saved, let me just encourage you for quickly this moment to lift up your hand. And let me promise you something will change in your life. Well done. Thank you, Jesus. Come in this moment, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God's mightily blessed my life since I invited him in my heart. He's given me a life that I could never have asked for. If you want this life with God, just reach out for him now. If you want to be in God's plan, if you want to say yes to God, and give this Christmas to him and seek him and find him in this Christmas, be blessed. Hallelujah. Thanks, everybody.